another awesome edition of Sports Talk. Let's get started.
Second down and 9 from their own 35.
Now he throws it in the end zone. Jason Witten. Touchdown. Cowboys win.
This is going to be a tough play. Wyatt. The Cubs win the World Series.
And now your host of Sports Talk. Sports Talk. Justin Stallings. Welcome to another edition of Sports Talk. This is your host, Justin Stallings. Glad everyone can join us today. Today's topic is going to be over concussions in the NFL. This has been a very controversial topic over the last several years, basically because we've heard more reports that show that an increasing number of retired NFL players who have suffered concussions during their career develop memory and cognitive issues such as dementia, Alzheimer's, depression, and what's known as CTE. So in order to look at this topic today, we're going to go into what we call fourth down territory, where we hit the high points one by one, first down, second down, third down, and then finally fourth down. So let's begin with first down.
First down.
Okay, first down, we're going to talk a little bit about the facts about concussions in the NFL and what can cause them and what the statistics are. Common symptoms of concussions include imbalance, headaches, confusion, memory loss of consciousness, vision change, hearing change, mood change, fatigue, and those are just a list of some of the symptoms that come with concussions. Over the last few years, there's been a steady number of concussions in the NFL. 2012, there was 261. 2013, there was 229. 2014, went down a little bit, 206. And then last year, 2015, it rose a little bit by 271. A concussion is defined as a complex process that affects the brain, typically induced by trauma to the brain. It can be caused either by a direct blow to the head or an indirect blow to the body. The National Football League is a contact sport, meaning the players in the National Football League and football in general constantly take hits to their body. Players also take blows to their head. So this is a sport in which week in and week out, they are constantly under physical stress. Unfortunately, it does not help matters any with a possibility of a concussion. The sport requires that you tackle people whenever they're holding the ball. And because it's just a physical sport, concussions can and unfortunately will happen. Although every NFL football player is subject to getting a concussion at some point during their career, the position in which they play may play a role in how possible it is for them to get a concussion. For example, a study done in 2012 and 2013 showed that the big majority of players who are susceptible to getting a concussion would be wide receivers and also cornerbacks. Wide receivers are constantly catching the ball, and because they're catching the ball, other players are of course trying to tackle them, and again, because this is a very, very physical sport, wide receivers sometimes will take the brunt of those blows. Cornerbacks as well, they're doing a lot of the tackling against the wide receivers, and because they're also playing defense. Second would be the tight ends. Third is running backs. Surprisingly, one of the most favorable positions against getting a concussion while you're playing the sport is a quarterback. The 2012 and 2013 studies show that quarterbacks took about 13 concussions during those 2 years. So depending on what position you play may indicate how susceptible you are to getting a concussion. Okay, next we go into second down.
Second down.
Okay, on second down, I would like to discuss the ethics of concussions in the NFL. Should the NFL take further steps to help prevent concussions? As we talked about before, the NFL is a contact sport. The players are constantly hitting each other. That is the sport. It is their job as a player to hit people, to tackle them with a bigger physical presence. The NFL should, in my opinion, take further steps to help prevent concussions. Now, we'll talk about what they probably could do here in just a few moments, but the NFL should help to prevent these concussions as much as possible. Now, as far as the ethics are concerned, would taking more drastic measures take away from the game? If you make it where every hit is a penalty, or make it where players can no longer be physical, in my opinion, that will take away from the game. Some people have said the game is not as physical as it used to be. It's basically turned into flag football, where you can not tackle anyone, just basically touch them. So from a fan's perspective, what do we want to see? I want to see the players be physical and compete, but at the same time, I don't want them to get hurt. Regardless of who's my favorite team or what team I don't like, I do not want to see anyone on the field get hurt. I believe that if you do take more drastic measures to try to prevent concussions, at one point, it is going to take away from the game, the physical nature of the game, and I'm not sure that that would actually help the game much. If you want to fully prevent these players from getting concussions, unfortunately, you've got to make the sport non-contact. With the players being as physical as they are, they have to tackle other players. So there's really not any other way around that unless you change the sport itself. What about the players' standpoint? Do the players know the risk going in? A lot of the players in the NFL played football in college. So the physical nature of football in the NFL should not be any surprise to them when they go from the college level to the NFL level. Even though the players do know the risk going into the game, players still want to be protected at the best level. And the NFL should listen to the players on their concerns if they have a concern about their well-being. Yes, this is a fan sport. The sport is here for the fans, but also the players do need to be protected. So that should be in consideration when it comes to the ethics of this conversation. Okay, now let's go into third down.
Third down.
All right, on third down, I want to discuss a little bit about what the NFL can do to help try to prevent concussions during the game. A couple things they can do. Number one is research into the safety gear the players use, in regards especially to the player's helmet. Originally, several years ago, NFL players used to just wear a leather helmet. As stylish as it was, it did not provide a lot of protection. So what the NFL has done over the last few years is invest in money into research into these helmets to try to get the best helmet available that would help prevent head injuries. So the NFL is currently doing that. They could probably do more, and I'm sure they will going down the road. The second thing the NFL can do to help prevent concussions is by establishing protocols. According to the NFL's website, after a player or patient has been diagnosed with a concussion, he must be monitored on a daily basis or more frequently and clinically indicated in the opinion of the team physician through the return to participation protocol. Team medical staff should consider the player-patient's current concussive injury, including an in-depth consideration of past exposures, medical history, family history, and future risk in managing the player-patient's care. So what that means is that if the player does not pass concussion protocols that the NFL has established, they will not be medically released to play until they pass that standard. So by doing that, that also helps. They can also, in regards to the protocols, establish penalties against players who hit other players on the helmet. If a referee sees a player hit another player on the helmet, whether it's by accident or on purpose, that usually will draw a penalty flag against that player. This is there to help try to prevent players from hitting each other in helmets, to let players be more aware of what they are doing on the field. If they hit another player on the helmet, there is going to be a penalty flag, which will hurt their team. All right, finally, let's go into fourth down.
Fourth down.
All right, fourth down. We want to talk a little bit about the care the NFL players get when they do retire. Of course, when they're active, when they are playing, they do get medical care from their team physician. So they do get care while they are active and they are playing. But what about after they retire or when they retire? Well, according to the NFL Players Association, they do have in place a neurological care program. reading this off from their website, the Neurological Benefit makes available neurological specialists at 6 medical centers to evaluate and treat possible neurological conditions among retired players. The program will assist players with coordinated care at excellent healthcare facilities nationwide. Each center will have available to retired NFL players a team of specialists led by a doctor who will serve as a program director. Eligible players who cannot afford treatment may apply to the NFL Player Care Foundation for a grant help with the cost of treatment. So even though the NFL player has retired, there are still benefits out there to players who need medical care. Should that care be available? Yes, I do believe so. The career span for an NFL player is short. Because it's such a physical sport, the toll their bodies take while they are playing is at a high level. So the medical care they need in order to keep a healthy lifestyle should be available to them even after they stop playing. Alright, thanks for joining me on today's episode of Sports Talk. Hope you enjoyed today's show, and we look forward to seeing you next time. And for Sports Talk, this has been Justin Stallings.